philosophy. That's what this is going to be about. This audio brew is about philosophy, and if you're not interested in philosophy at all, then my advice would be to stay listening, because philosophy can be a lot more interesting than people think it is. Now, I suppose I would actually say as a start off that I'm a philosophical person. By that I mean not that I think in a particular way, but that I'm on a journey to try to figure out how I think, how I tick, to be exact. So yes, I'm on a journey to figure out how I tick. And it's an experiential journey, so there will never be an answer. There will always be questions and experiences, and there'll always be meaning to be made of experiences. So, and I think that is what philosophy is about. I think philosophy is about the journey of the question. And some of the time, I struggle to be able to put words around the question. I sense I have a question. I sense I have something itching at me and bothering me. And I don't know how to yet put it into words, and then I do put it into words, and the words are always a rough approximation of what lies underneath, the itch, if you like. Now, I'm coming to the point where I'm going to tell you about a book that I got recently, and then I'm going to read you some quotes from the book. And I'm not going to comment about the quotes, but I'm basically going to share the quotes. So the book is called, You Don't Have to Be a Buddhist to Know Nothing. You don't have to be a Buddhist to know nothing. And it's got a subtitle, An Illustrious Collection of Thoughts on Naught, N-A-U-G-H-T. Comes from a woman called Joan Connor, K-O-N-N-E-R. And I'm going to read a few pieces out of a section of the book called House of Worship. The subtitle of this is In Which We Explore Beyond the Limits of Knowing. Beyond the Limits of Knowing. Well, this is where I'm at most of the time, since the things that I know are non-problematic, but the things that I don't know are problematic. So let me just look into some of the kind of quotations in the first section of this part of the book. Under the general heading, House of Worship, the first proposition is nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred. Okay, here are some quotations from very famous people and some people you might never have heard of, or I might never have heard of. Blessed be nothing. Blessed be nothing by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Blessed be nothing. He, meaning Christ, is an abyss filled with light. He, Christ, is an abyss filled with light. That was said by Franz Kafka. And here's a French one. Well, a French person. I'm a mystic at bottom, and I believe in nothing. A mystic at bottom, and I believe in nothing. Gustave Flaubert. Now here's a commentary by George Santayana, S-A-N-T-A-Y-A-N-A. Here's the quote. For Shakespeare, in the matter of religion, the choice lay between Christianity and nothing. The choice lay between Christianity and nothing. He chose nothing. Now, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with any of these. These are just ways of thinking. Ways of thinking. I am filled with curiosity to behold a man who has the temerity to believe in nothing. Even Turgenev, the Russian. Okay, here's one by Sartre. Yes, Lord, you are completely innocent. How can you conceive nothingness? You who are fullness itself, your presence is light and changes all into light. How are you to know the twilight of my heart? How are you to know the twilight of my heart? Okay, here's a quote from somebody I've never heard of, Otto von Guericke. Nothing contains all things. It is more precious than gold, without beginning and end, more joyous than the perception of bountiful light, more noble than the blood of kings, comparable to the heavens, higher than the stars, more powerful than a stroke of lightning, perfect and blessed in every way. Nothing always inspires. Nothing is everywhere. Nothing is everywhere. And here's one from Meister Eckhart. It seemed to a man as though in a dream, it was a waking dream, that he became pregnant with nothing as a woman does with child. And in this nothing, God was born. He was the fruit of nothing. God was born in the nothing. Two more to come. Here's one by Wallace Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, Wallace Stevens. If there must be a God in the house, let him be one that will not hear us when we speak, a coolness, a vermilioned nothingness, any stick of the mass of which we are too distantly apart, any stick of the mass of which we are too distantly apart. And then finally, Henry Brooke Adams. Wasn't he president of the United States? Somebody, not sure. Henry Brooke Adams. Silence alone is respectable and respected. I believe God to be silence. So there you are. There's a first little quotations in relation to nothing from the book. You don't have to be a Buddhist to know nothing. Nothing is ever simple.